Good morning. I'm Mark Purzel, and this is Cincinnati Edition, a conversation with Dr. Mary Ronan, superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools, heading your way in about 20 minutes. She'll talk about how the system is dealing with the dropout problem as part of the American Graduate Initiative. And later, a comparison of the 2010 Reds team, the Comeback Kids, and this year's team, which is heading to the playoffs. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Council's Budget and Finance Committee will consider several items Monday that city administrators say will prevent the streetcar project from being further delayed. In a press release, officials say council will be asked to set aside $15 million from the recent sale of the Blue Ash Airport to pay for work to relocate Duke Energy's lines and pipes along the streetcar route. Officials say this will allow the project to move forward while the city and the company address who will pay for it. The city says it's Duke's responsibility. The company disagrees. Officials say talks are continuing. City Manager Milton Dahoney says in the press release it's not feasible to sit idle awaiting an outcome. The city will likely solicit bids for a general contractor this fall, and work to build the streetcar system could begin after the first of the year. The Cincinnati Police Department is implementing new policies about the use of force, especially in how tasers are deployed. City Manager Milton Dahoney outlined the changes this week in a memo to Mayor Mark Mallory and council members. Recent published reports suggested taser barbs deployed in the chest region, along with a number of other factors, could lead to sudden cardiac arrest. Cincinnati police officers are now prohibited from making frontal shots with the taser, except in situations of self-defense or defending another person, among a list of other changes. Chief James Craig says the department is being proactive about looking at its use of force options. He sees the taser as a beneficial tool.
Now, let's face it, if the taser went away, there are several other options. Certainly, we would probably go back to a side-handle baton to overcome resistance or someone who's actively trying to flee. And certainly, when you talk about the injuries from a baton, the injuries can be more dramatic.
Craig points out Cincinnati police have not had anyone die from being hit with a taser since the department started using the device. He also says the taser has reduced injuries to officers and suspects. The Cincinnati School Board has approved a new teacher evaluation policy required by state law. 50% of the new system is based on teacher performance and the other 50% on several measurements of student growth. That's the area that concerned the teachers' union, but the board decided to phase in the evaluation program to give teachers time to get ready for the changes. Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers agrees with allowing for a transitional period.
This year it's safe for teachers so that they can experiment in a safe environment, and that is one of the biggest changes that we wanted. We did not want teachers having to develop student learning objectives this year when they were unaware of those and then have to be held accountable for that.
The new evaluation system takes full effect in 2014. The state deadline for school boards to adopt it wasn't until next July, but Superintendent Mary Ronan wanted the district to get a head start so teachers could be prepared. President Obama is urging Ohioans and particularly residents in the Cincinnati area to vote early in the upcoming election, and he says his supporters should encourage others to do the same. The president addressed about 4,500 people this week at an outdoor rally at Season Good Pavilion in Eden Park. Obama's remarks ended a lot like a Sunday morning church sermon.
That's why I'm asking for a second term, Ohio. And if you're willing to stand with me and knock on some doors for me and make some phone calls for me and vote for me, we will win Ohio. We will win this election. We will finish what we started.
The president said there are clear choices in the upcoming election between him and his Republican opponent, Mitt Romney. Both presidential candidates and their running mates have been spending a lot of time in Ohio. The state is considered crucial if Republican Romney is to unseat the president in November. Republican candidates Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are scheduled to make a campaign bus trip through Ohio next week. They'll be in Cincinnati and Dayton Tuesday. Some Hamilton County employees could see a big change coming to their health insurance. Commissioner Chris Monzel wants to make the county's Medical Expense Reimbursement Plan, or MERP, mandatory for all eligible non-union employees. The MERP was offered last year on a voluntary basis. Monzel says 180 people signed up for the plan, and the results suggest the county could see big savings.
In order to really generate the savings that our administration says is possible, you have to have more people involved with it. So by making it mandatory, by having all of the employees underneath the Board of Commissioners participate, we could generate savings in the amount of potentially $5 million a year.
MERPs save money because employees move to their spouse's insurance plan and the county pays only those medical expenses not reimbursed by that plan. All three commissioners support the mandatory MERP. They're expected to approve the plan next week. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.